Now on Riverside Radio, it's time for our weekly guide to what's on this weekend. As usual, we're going to talk to four listeners with very different interests about what they recommend doing this weekend. First of all, we'll talk to Rachel from Albany.
Hi, Matt. There's lots happening this weekend if you like outdoor sports. Rock climbing at the Stirling Ranges has started again for the year. All of the climbing routes have been included in the new guidebook, which can only be bought at the Information Centre. But be careful, this is only for experienced climbers. But if water is more your thing, then the Margaret River Surfers will be out on the water somewhere in the area. Where they meet depends on the waves, but all the information you need is written on their website.
Thanks, Rachel. That sounds like a lot of fun. Let's talk to Gareth now in Perth.
Hi, Matt. If you're interested in Italy and art, there's the Italian Film Festival. It includes films which have been directed by many of Italy's greatest directors. And if you go to the art gallery, you can also see photographs of the actors in these films taken by the directors. The films will be shown at the Luna Palace Cinemas.
Thanks a lot, Gareth. Let's talk to Virginia now in Fremantle. What's your weekend looking like?
It's all about the written word in Fremantle this weekend. The annual poetry festival, which has been going for 10 years, returns. As usual, the festival has been organised by the Fremantle Young Poets Society and includes something for everyone. The highlight this year must be the performance of bush poetry by a group of young poets to music performed by local folk musicians, the Western Arc, on the beach at Wilson Park, south of Fremantle.
A beach I've been to many times and a lovely place to hear some beautiful music and poetry. Finally, let's talk to Jenny in Bunbury. What's happening in Bunbury this weekend?
Well, it's time to get active in Bunbury this weekend. It's the annual 10-kilometre race on Sunday. I've been training for the last 3 months for this, so I'm really looking forward to it. But if you haven't done any training, you're still welcome. Over 1,000 people will be running, jogging or walking, and I'm sure everyone will enjoy the race, which was won last year by local athlete Jack Harding. It starts at 10 a.m.
Well, good luck with it, Jenny. I hope you have a great time. I might come along to support you. So it sounds like there are lots of things to do this weekend for people who want to get active and for those who prefer to get their brains working. I hope you've heard something that you're interested in doing, and most of all, I hope you have a great weekend.